This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Caribbean Examinations Council to take steps to generate greater interest in its science and technology-based programs. Vendors and taxi operators hoping to see more business from the T20 World Cup. The Sanitation Service Authority voices concern over illegal dumping in an urban district. The Grenadian government tables legislation to increase the compulsory school age, and a Mexican mayor is killed hours after the first woman elected president. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, says it will be making efforts to ensure that there's a greater uptake of new science and technology-based programs. This follows the move yesterday to reverse a decision to discontinue four technical and science subjects: Agricultural Science Double Award, Mechanical Engineering, Electrical and Electronic Engineering, and Green Engineering. CXC's CEO and Registrar, Dr. Wayne Wesley, in a news conference at CXC headquarters, said that the decision was taken following a meeting with education ministers from across the region. Dr. Wesley explained that there's a need to promote these types of subjects in the interest of the future of the region.
Today's deliberations with the ministers of education reinforced the need for a collective regional marketing thrust to promote the priority subject areas in STEM or STEAM education and climate smart agriculture, which are considered critical for the economic growth and sustainable development of the region.
He also disclosed that governments have agreed to work with the organization to build demand for a new slate of programs that have been rolled out.
CXC has rolled out a menu of new generation technology and science programs. Some are not yet at the desired demand. Governments will work with CXC in a partnership in building demand for these new programs to enable their cost viability.
CEO and Registrar of the Caribbean Examinations Council, Dr. Wayne Wesley. Vendors and taxi operators are still hopeful about cashing in on investment opportunities as the ICC Cricket World Cup gets underway in Barbados. Vendors near Kensington Oval say business has been slow as they spoke with Starcom Network News before the start of the second match between England and Scotland yesterday. They, however, remain optimistic that they will still be able to make a profit.
We don't know how to anticipate it yet, but the English are here, so we're looking for business. We hope that they come to spend money, right? So a little bit challenging, but still, yeah, we're thankful.
Been fair, could have been better, but it's been fair so far. Just going to wait and rally out the days and see how it goes. Yeah, so that's the flag man.
Well, in God I trust, he will provide for me. Everything you give God praise and thanks.
Meantime, taxi operators are also reporting a slow movement in business, but they're also hopeful of reaping significant earnings as the tournament progresses.
Hey, going so far, no problems down there, so, you know, give God thanks and, you know, I'm happy for it. Even if I have challenges, I just give thanks and wherever is wherever, so, I'm happy.
I ain't no sign to do something. I have a hope and prayer that something will happen for me. All that's right. The honest truth. Right now, you know, get a job. I ain't nothing to do with work out. It's for the outside, it's a local job. So, right now, just trying to see what people and doing and see what happens now. All right. Hope and prayer for everything.
That's my first job in the work. I would like plenty more, but it's going to pick up.
Well, being honest, after all the hype I'm hearing about a lot of people, I'm not seeing the people as yet. I'm not seeing the people, to be honest. I just took a drive from Spikestown using the Coast Road, and to me, it looked like all the big companies are getting all the work. That's what it seemed like to me, but I'm not seeing the numbers.
Taxi operators in Bridgetown. The Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, is concerned about illegal dumping in the Westbury area. Public Relations Officer of the SSA, Carl Padmore, says the area leading to Kensington Oval is particularly troubling due to a large amount of rubbish collected there. Mr. Padmore says despite intensified cleaning efforts, the problem persists.
This heat, which appears to be the equivalent to half of a Charterhouse place in Knightsland that is down in the Westbury area. When we check our logs, we would have cleaned this area every week from December and even before till now. It has little to do with Cricket World Cup. It's one of the illegal dumping areas that concerns Sanitation Service Authority. We would have intensified the cleaning of the area because it's an area that is being traversed heading into Kensington.
He urged Barbadians to desist from dumping to avoid health and safety issues.
What we see here can easily make its way into the drain. As you know, this is the rainy season, and this can easily lead to flooding. Flooding also can lead to the breeding of mosquitoes. We would want Barbadians to be more conscious of their environment. Taking waste to the landfill is free. And if it's a case where you have one or two bulk items, you can call the Sanitation Service Authority and we can accommodate you. We also have a skip service available. So Barbadians, we are urging you, if you really love your country, you love your city, let us do better.
Public Relations Officer of the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. The Barbados Workers Union is unhappy about the increasing mistreatment of staff in the workplace. Deputy General Secretary of the BWU, Dwayne Paul, highlighted the issue after preschool staff walked off the job at the Sunshine Intervention Center, a special needs school located at Roebuck Street in St. Michael, over internal problems and security concerns yesterday. Mr. Paul stated that too often customers receive better treatment than staff.
It is a growing concern for us in the union that staff members raise concerns with their management and their leadership, and these concerns do not get addressed because we have an external focus on the external customer and we do not seek to have an internal focus on the internal customer, and that is causing a problem. The employees that serve the institution are just as important as the customers that come to the institution, whether those customers are students, children, or adults. We have to make sure that we are looking after the staff that provide service.
Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul. Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Elizabeth Riley, wants officials to ensure that building codes are enacted to reduce the severe risk from natural disasters. Her comments came during a news briefing on the region's preparedness for the hurricane season.
So we've done work with the CARICOM Organization for Standards and Quality to move towards the upgrading of the regional building standard. Some countries do have the building codes in draft and have not been able to move to the enactment. And in those instances, the usual situation is that there also has to be a regulatory arrangement in place for the enforcement of the building codes. And it is sometimes takes a little while to actually put those arrangements in place. There are understandably cost implications of putting that in place. You do have to then staff that entity which is going to do the enforcement. Governments have indicated that this is a priority and a significant concern.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Elizabeth Riley. The Grenada government has successfully tabled legislation amending the Education Act to increase to 17 years the compulsory school age that had previously been from 5 to 16 years. The measures go into effect at the start of the new academic terms that begin in September. The DICOM Mitchell administration said that the move is laying the foundation to start addressing some critical issues that confront the development of the island. And finally, gunmen have killed a female mayor of a town in Mexico just hours after the country celebrated the election of Claudia Sheinbaum as the nation's first female president. Yolanda Sanchez was shot in the town of Coche, which she had governed since September of 2021. It's reported that she was ambushed by gunmen on Monday and shot 19 times. Ms. Sanchez's bodyguard was also killed in the gun battle. Recapping the headlines, the Caribbean Examinations Council to take steps to generate greater interest in its science and technology-based programs. Vendors and taxi operators hoping to see more business from the T20 World Cup. The Sanitation Service Authority voices concerns over illegal dumping in an urban district. The government of Grenada tables legislation to increase the compulsory school age, and a female Mexican mayor was killed hours after the first woman is elected president. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.